Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We are just minutes away from the conclusion of this Group B match as the U.S. tries to hold on against Iran. Welcome in as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The U.S. just absolutely... They dodged one. They are in stoppage time right now, and we are almost at the completion of stoppage time. Iran had an opportunity. The ball actually went through the legs of Matt Turner, the U.S. goalie, and a U.S. defender was able to knock the ball away before it went into the goal.
Yeah, Zimmerman was able to kick that one away, I mean, within feet of the goal line. Wow.
And now, and obviously as we are doing this broadcast, we cannot hear what is going on with the broadcast and what the discussion is between the officials and the Iranian players and even some of the U.S. players in that. But like at any point, Rich, we could hear the music that we have been teasing that would signify an American win, and which would also mean an American advancement to the knockout stage of the 2022 World Cup. I need that guitar. I need it at so bad. As we have told you throughout this show, there is a way that we will end up telling you if the U.S. either scores a goal or ends up winning their match against Iran, and it could happen any second. But man, look, we're not huge soccer guys. We know that there are big soccer fans all across the country, but that was close.
Yeah, that was close. Yeah.
is. There it is.
Oh, my gosh. And the gallery is lighted in Cutter. Oh, the host.
What the hell is Christian Pulisic doing here?
Pulisic, he's riding in on his motorcycle. He's back from the locker room.
Oh, there it is. You needed a win.
The Hulkster is donning his shades and his leather jacket with an American flag on the inlay. That is what a real American looks like.
The U.S. advances to the knockout stage. They needed a win. They got a win. 1-0 over Iran in Qatar. Wow.
No losing player looks more exhausted than the midfielder of a soccer team that's just lost a game. Like, the amount of running that those human beings have to do is absurd. So you're just seeing Iranian players just collapse on the field, catching their breath. And, like you said, the U.S. advances to the round of 16 now, and the World Cup hopes for the men's national team continues.
Gosh. By the way, Greg Berhalter, the U.S. coach, is wearing a T-shirt. Like, it's a tie-dye, like, black and gray T-shirt with the U.S. soccer shield on the back.
It almost looks like what they used to sell at, like, mixed martial arts fights, like those Affliction shirts. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
He almost looks like he's ready to get into a cage and fight someone. But meanwhile, he's coaching on the pitch, managing on the pitch.
Man, that was exciting. I knew that at some point we would get a final within our show.
Wow.
I'm so glad that it happened when it did. 9 minutes of stoppage time allowed it to happen just after 4 o'clock Eastern time, 1 o'clock Pacific. So the U.S. is now on to the knockout stage, a winner today over Iran by that 1-0 score. So this is very, very, very exciting. So the U.S. now will play on Saturday against the Netherlands in a match that you'll see. The match will start at 10 o'clock Eastern time. Coverage on Saturday will begin at 9 Eastern time on Fox. So that's the U.S. against the Netherlands. The Netherlands won Group A earlier today. So the U.S. will face the Dutch in the round of 16.
Yeah, they face Qatar. It was a 2-0 win for the Netherlands. So they advance as well as the U.S. Yeah, exciting times, man. Again, like you said, not the biggest of soccer fan, but I definitely tune in for the World Cup. I've always loved this because, I mean, urgency. That's my whole goal when I turn on any sport is to feel like you ever watch a movie like where the plot characters are chasing after something that is unimportant to you, but it's really important to them. They call this the MacGuffin. In the movie okay. industry, like, you don't care about whatever it is, the crystal skull in the cave, but, you know, Indiana Jones needs to get that crystal skull because otherwise, you know, that tribe or whatever isn't going to be able to summon the spirit to heal the high priestess, whatever. You don't even, I mean, it doesn't matter to your life. You're just checking in for an hour and a half and hoping that Indiana doesn't get pulverized by the rolling boulder. Like, if it's important enough to them, it's important enough to me. My problem with soccer on a day in, day out basis is it lacks a lot of urgency to me, you know, but in the World Cup, I can buy in. Like, I get it. Like, I totally understand how this works, even though I'm unfamiliar with the sport from a consistent viewership standpoint. I really enjoy the fact that at any moment now, the U.S. can go home if they lose another game.
Well, there's this other aspect as well. So when an Olympics comes around, and specifically the Summer Olympics, you know the U.S. is gonna bring home medals. Like, they are gonna load up.
That's
like
true.
There's the dominant team. Like, it takes 10 minutes just for the U.S. contingent to walk out during the opening ceremonies. Like, it's, I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of athletes. We win a lot of medals, and we're favored in a lot of stuff, right? I mean, it's what it is. Like, there is absolute dominance at times when it comes to, you know, whether it be Dream Team, whether it be whatever the case may be, it just there is dominance. What is great about this is that we are in the process of trying to be a world class level squad,
right?
So there isn't, you know, the U.S. at the Summer Games in Tokyo last year won 113 medals. China was second with 88. You know, so it's, you know, the U.S. is the, this is, there's an underdog feel to this.
Right.
And for as much as, you know, we want to see progress and we want to get to that level, there is also this part of being that underdog and wanting it. There's a lot of, you know, there is something to the Boston Red Sox when they, you know, had the drought and then, you know, they end up winning in 2004, but how many times? And I'm not at all saying the U.S. is cursed. What I'm saying is you want these opportunities. You want these opportunities to show your stuff and to show where you are. And they come so rarely. And after not qualifying last time, you're like, gosh, after all these years of thinking we're making progress, we aren't. But you're still an underdog. You know, Brazil's probably going to win this thing. But just to be able to show and have that opportunity, I think is a different sort of thing that we sometimes get on the international stage as Americans, of being the underdog.
Yeah, it's a rare feeling for Americans, you know, especially in our – I just think that in general we have an appropriate self-confidence about who we are on the world stage. But, yeah, when it comes to soccer, which is the most popular sport outside of the United States across the world, it is still a place of growth for the United States, where it's a place of dominance for other countries. And the fact that – now you're boiling it down to the final 16 teams, and the United States has as good of an opportunity to advance as 15 other countries out there, and this is the biggest tournament in the world. It feels good. There's a little bit of that underdog vibe, and I agree with you. I mean, unfinished business, especially in this sport globally, but maybe a step closer. So excited for the men's national team. Really hopeful that the frozen bag of peas between Pulisic's leg right now is going to carry him into the weekend match against the Netherlands. that everything heals up okay there.
From the nether region to the Netherlands. That's where we go with the U.S. men's national team. All right, here's the deal. We hope to check in live in Qatar at some point within the next 20 minutes or so. That is the plan. Matt Slater, senior World Cup reporter for the Athletic Football Club, joining us live from Qatar following the U.S.'s 1-0 win against Iran. Obviously, the match just ended, so at some point, we're going to try to hook up with Matt. We're going to take a timeout now. I want to hear Rich's thoughts on Aaron Rodgers saying that he's going to play Sunday against the Chicago Bears after leaving Sunday night's game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Plus, college football playoff rankings tonight. We have our own CFP rankings coming up. It's all next. He's Rich Orenberger. I'm Dan Beyer. That's here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Doug. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Doug, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Feeling good on a Tuesday, live from the TireRack.com studios. It is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. He's Rich Orenberger, the NFL vet. I'm Dan Beyer. We're excited as the U.S. has topped Iran today, 1-0. On to the round of 16, knockout stage. They got the Netherlands Saturday morning. Match you'll see on Fox, coverage starting at 9 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday. We hope to be joined by Matt Slater, senior World Cup reporter from the Athletic Football Club. Matt, by the way, I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Tried to go to all four World Cup matches. It was yesterday. Yeah. So I think it was yesterday that he tried to go to all four matches because all the stadiums are so close. And so we can even. We can even ask him about that. All right, U.S. advance a 1-0 victory over Iran. Matt Slater, you can find him on Twitter at MJ Shrimper, joining us here live from Qatar following the Americans' 1-0 win again over Iran. Matt, thanks so much for the time today. How would you characterize this win by this U.S. squad? They looked aggressive at first and held on to the end. What did you think they did over those 90 minutes?
I completely agree with you. I mean, it was a fantastic first half. The best I've seen the States play for a long time. And they really should have been a couple clear. 2-3 goals at half-time would have been a fair reflection of what I witnessed. Second half, Iran rejigged things a little bit. They came out with a bit more intensity. They actually put some tackles in, which always helps. And it was a much more even game. And as the game went on, I think America got a little bit nervous, got a little bit tense. Maybe they were tired. I mean, they put so much effort in the first half. But that last 15 minutes was tough to watch. I mean, I was, you know, I'm a neutral. America having been so much better than Iran for the first half, better for the first hour. The last 15 minutes, Iran could have stolen that. But look, overall, good performance for the US. Well done.
Yeah, well done indeed. Advanced to the round of 16 now, but concentrating on that last 15 minutes, you think that the Weah disallowed goal on the offsides had anything to do with that? Was that disheartening in any way for the U.S. team, in your opinion?
It might have been. It was a close one. Look, it was offside. It looked really tight to the naked eye. I've seen the replay. It was just off. It was a shame. It was a lovely move. It was a really nice finish. He never really got another chance after that. He ran himself into the ground, but he never got an opening like that again. I think Pulisic going off as well. I just think Iran did wake up, to be fair. They had a lot of support in here. They had most of the crowd. And I just think, I don't know, I just think America got a bit tight, got a bit nervous. And that shifted the balance of the game back towards Iran. And it like I said, it was a real contest. Whereas America were just, you know, were way better than Iran for the first half. That was where the game should have been dead and buried. But look, you know, you're through.
That's the most important thing. Matt Slater joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. And just as you say that, I was going to say another thing to try to bring down the U.S. hopes. But I was just wondering, do you think the Wales outcome played into them maybe just playing tight at the end? Even though they got the win, most important thing.
Yeah.
Do you think how that played out in the opener had anything to do with maybe how things played out towards the end today?
No, that's a good point. I do, yes. In the, again, similar pattern. Dominant for whatever it was, an hour, 70-odd minutes. Wales get one back. I don't know, maybe, I just think that the States, I don't watch as much as, you know, full-time American soccer watches, but
sure,
you've got some really good players. I don't think you create as many chances as a team of your quality should. You've got some really good players, and I just, you don't create enough chances. And I don't know if that's because you're playing with the handbrake on, or you're just missing passes in the final third. I think you might be lacking at this highest level a really clever little player around the box. I mean, Pulisic can be that guy, and he got hurt today. I'd like to see him on the ball more. He played really well against England. But the Wales game, yeah, would have definitely been in Berhalter's mind, because that was a classic, you know, where you win for three quarters of the game, the other team wake up and steal a point. And they were definitely worried about that, yes. But take your chances. Take your chances and be up two or three goals, and you don't have to worry about that.
Matt Slater joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, I was Matt Slater joining us. I was just enraptured with the video I just stumbled upon on your Twitter page. The Athletic sent you to four World Cup matches in a single game. I skimmed through the video and I tried to say, were you able to accomplish this?
Yes. Yes, I was. How dare you suggest I made that up? No, it's because at this World Cup, they've got, well, not anymore, but for the last week,
yeah,
they've been going with, in Doha time, kickoff slots of 1 p.m., 4 p.m., 7 p.m., 10 p.m. Doha is a city, all right? This World Cup is taking place in a city. Most of Qatar is desert. Now, it's in a city that has quite good public transport. It's got a brand new metro system. So it's on. Well, it was on because they're not doing the four kickoffs anymore. So I just thought yesterday was the last chance anyone ever, unless they repeat this again and give it to another place with a city, but I just can't see that happening again. This is the last chance anyone will ever be able to say four World Cups in a day. And I'm wondering if you can see four games of professional soccer in a day. I mean, I don't think you can in London, but you'd need a helicopter. And you wouldn't be hanging around to see much of the games. I saw four games. I saw 14 goals officially, but I saw 11 of them. I was leaving at around 70, 75 minutes of most games, of the first three anyway. So, yeah, I did it.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Yeah. What's the beer situation?
You.
By the way, what is the beer situation?
Oh, the beer situation.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, you cannot drink. Well, okay. The quick version is you can get a drink in Doha. You can get drinks in hotel bars. They've got a couple of pubs. They're all connected to hotels. It's expensive, but you can get a drink in Doha. It's not dry. It's not Saudi Arabia. Now, a few weeks, well, 2 days before the start of the tournament, they changed their minds about having beers available for everybody at stadiums. 3 hours before, an hour afterwards, official beer provider. You know who it is, Budweiser. I'm not advertising for them. That's just a fact. Now, they changed their minds just before, and I think it was a bit of a shot across the bows because they were fed up with the Western media's coverage of all the negative stuff around this World Cup. So they just pulled the rug and they went, that's it, no more beers before the game. However, if you are in a luxury box, if you are a VIP, and a lot of people here are VIPs, you can have a drink in the stadiums in your box. But no, they are not selling beer at the stadiums. You have to go to a hotel bar for that.
Jeez, the real inside info. All right, Matt Slater, before we let you go, what are the U.S.'s chance against the Dutch on Saturday?
You've got a chance. That game, and the Dutch have won their games. You know, they've got great players, but they've not really sparkled for me. I think they've been okay. And maybe that's a bad sign, right? Maybe they're just like feeling their way into the tournament, and they're going to spark, and here we go. But there's nothing to be terrified for what I've seen of the Dutch. If the States can just maintain these first half, these first hours, and actually take a couple of chances, that game's on. That game is definitely on. So look, the Dutch are the favourites, but I think it's tighter than many neutrals. And I'm being admitting I'm a European soccer snob here. would have it. I think you've got a chance.
All right. Hey, we'll take that.
Yeah, good enough for me.
We'd have a chance at the start of the day. Matt Slater, Senior World Cup reporter for the Athletic Football Club. Find him on Twitter at MJ Shrimper. Make sure you follow him because the content is amazing. Matt, we appreciate the time. We know it's a busy day. Thanks so much, and can't wait to do it again. Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Matt Slater, great stuff. Live from Qatar, fresh off of the Americans' victory over Iran in Group B. He's Rich Hornberger. I'm Dan Beyer.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Aaron Rodgers and his Sunday night performance and showing some guts. He's been playing through the thumb injury and the ribs, although he got the x-ray and the ribs seemed good. He was talking about that on the Pat McAfee show earlier today. And so it looks like he's going to start against the Bears this weekend. But Dan, I mean, I look at this season for Aaron Rodgers and I look at it as somewhat of a failure. Now, I think a lot of him in terms of his talent. I think he's a tremendously talented human being. But this was an opportunity, and I'm sure he probably feels similarly to this point. And obviously there's still a lot of season ahead, but I look at it this way. Like, Devontae Adams moves on, and I'm sure the sincere hope that he had was over the short time that he had available to work with these wide receivers and this team, and shortened even more by the fact that he wasn't showing up for certain off-season training activities, was that he was going to be able to move on and have just as much success without Devontae Adams. And it just has not materialized. This team looks vastly different this year than it did a year ago. And the biggest reason is because Devontae Adams is no longer in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. This is what you can't disagree with. You can't disagree with the production that Devontae Adams provided.
Right.
But I think it's such a much bigger picture, though. And like when you look at what Green Bay is like, should we be shocked that Christian Watson is now kind of finding his way and finding his role and becoming a big, playmaker for the Packers over these last 3 or 4 weeks? Like, no, we shouldn't be surprised. The reason being, Rich, is he's a rookie wide receiver that came from, the FCS. And, my goodness, guess what? It sometimes takes guys a little time to adjust to the National Football League. But if it only takes him half a season, maybe he doesn't take the world by storm like, Odell Beckham Jr. did back in the day, or, emerge like Jamar Chase did last year. But he's starting to become a bit of a playmaker for Green Bay. And that takes time. Like, there was nothing wrong with that. They've got so many problems on defense as well, which has been the issue. Like, Aaron Rodgers actually has been the furthest thing from what has really gone wrong this year, because that's what all the draft picks were for, right? That's what they were building, this defensive juggernaut that then you would have Rodgers be able to make plays after you were done handing the ball off to A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. And the defense has not done their part, which then has put more onus on the offense. So, like, I agree with you in the fact of, like, the offense hasn't been what it was without Davante Adams, but I just don't know how much I fault them for that. And in the future of Green Bay, and this is the other part now, because you've got a Packers team that is likely out of it. They're 4-8 right now. They're 3 back in the loss column for the final wild card spot in the NFL. And there's only 5 games to go. They got a bye in week 14. As crazy as that sounds. If you play Jordan Love against the Bears, don't you have a little bit more of an idea, you know, on what you've got and who you've got? Don't you also have the ability, if you wanted to trade him, to give him that audition? So Rodgers, by saying he's well and he's playing, you know, and I think the veteran move for a guy who turns 39 on Friday, sit this one out, let Jordan Love take the reins, and then if Rodgers wants to come back after the bye, go ahead and do that.
Well, he saw the way Jordan Love finished that game. You know, and he's a competitor, and he realizes that, hey, once upon a time, he was a backup to a very special quarterback. And one day the team realized, well, we got a pretty good backup here. And so one of these days we're going to be all done with the old guy, and we're going to bring in the new guy to do it. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers is ready to see that happen. So I think the motivation to stay on the field and fight through injuries is because Jordan Love is getting more and more ready, and he's taking it seriously. Here's what I will say about Davante Adams, though, to this point in the season. Last year, he had 1,083 yards. He was targeted 115 times, and he reeled in 80 of those receptions. His yards per reception was nearly 14 yards per catch. I mean, that's a tremendous amount of production through 12 weeks of the NFL season that's missing now. And Davante Adams didn't even play all 12 games. He missed the Arizona game, which ended up being a win, a close win for the Packers last year on the road in Arizona, 24-21 final there. But Davante Adams, look, I'm not saying that he's the whole reason. Like you said, the Packers defense is struggling, and especially as of late. And you have a lot of wide receivers who are brand new to this game, who have a lot of catching up to do, as every rookie does. I mean, we're just talking about Jeff Saturday. I mean, he's a rookie head coach. Clearly, he has a lot of learning to do. This league takes a while, and it's not kind to the inexperienced. So there is time that needs to be factored in there. But if the Green Bay Packers hadn't had traded Davante to the Raiders, and that never occurred, well, then you could very easily say that this season, I mean, how many more wins could that account for?
I honestly don't know how. I think two. I think maybe they beat the Giants in London, because that was, you know, that's where Rodgers hurt his thumb. But remember, they were driving down, and they blew a lead in that game, by the way.
Yeah, they did.
But they had the football late. That's the guy that you go to in those situations. They lost a game against the Commanders. That was probably winnable, but I don't think they win in Buffalo. They were blown out by the Jets at home. Vikings took them, you know. The Titans ran over them a couple weeks ago. We watched on Thursday night. I don't think Davante Adams was the missing piece on Sunday night.
I don't know.
They gave up 363 yards rushing.
I understand, you know? That, but I mean, you know, the game's coming down to any game that comes down to a final possession. When you have a guy who you can't cover, like legitimately can beat double coverage. It's just one of the, and also, by the way, and what he does to defenses that oppose you, you know, he draws so much attention. And by the way, two wins is enormous in this league. That puts your record, you know, at what,
six and six,
as opposed to 4-8. To me right now, a lot of the issue with Aaron Rodgers is, I shouldn't say that Aaron Rodgers, but with the Green Bay Packers is, they are relying on guys who aren't ready to play in this league yet. And like you said, in the case of Watson, he's starting to come around. He's starting to figure it out. You know, the Dubs injury definitely hampered his development. So we'll see. But like, you're getting to see some of these young guys get their legs, and this offense is very dependent on Aaron Rodgers connecting with his receivers, like many NFL offenses are. Analytically, the passing game is definitely the route you should go. And so I think that has been such an understated part of the storyline. I mean, he's already piled up nearly 1,000 yards with the Raiders, and the Raiders are having a bad season, but Davante Adams isn't the reason why. You know what I'm saying? To me, he's a game changer if used appropriately. And the Packers, you could make an argument, maybe two or three of these games fall their way if he's a part of this team this year.
But he also didn't want to be there.
Yeah,
you know, it's not a fact of, you know, should the Packers have kept him? He wanted out from the reports that we had heard. You know, Green Bay was willing to offer him even more money, which actually I think in turn makes the situation in Las Vegas even more intriguing, because Davante Adams left Green Bay because he wanted to go to Las Vegas, wanted to play with his buddy Derek Carr. Now the question is, what do you do if you're the Raiders and Derek Carr after the season? And so you've signed Davante Adams to this long-term deal, and you're ready to move on, you know, from his best friend after one season. Now, how does that relationship work with Davante Adams and possibly a new quarterback?
Yeah,
that's a domino we have yet to see fall.
That's going to be a bizarre conversation too, because you would assume, I don't know, that they would bring this up to Davante Adams if they were looking to move on from Derek Carr, right?
Mm-hmm. You would have to think so, and where they'd be picking in the draft right now. You know, I mean, well, they'd be ninth. They moved up because of their win against the Seahawks, but that was a top five pick, you know, heading into this past week. So, you know, there could be a quarterback available to them if that's, you know, where they want to move on. Just a lot going wrong in Green Bay. Do you think it's the absence of, you know, Davante Adams? I think it's a defense that now is giving up the second most rushing yards per game, or the second most of any team in the National Football League. By the way, Rodgers should take the break. Do you think he should play against the Bears on Sunday? You're good with that? You're good with him playing?
Well, I mean, if he's effective, you know, the offense from a passing standpoint when he was on the field was efficient. He just couldn't finish the game. If you're worried about continuity, then you need to start Love. They may not be able to because, again, Aaron Rodgers sort of, you know, calls the shots around there. And frankly, the amount of money that you're paying him, it's hard to keep that kind of money on the bench if that player says he's ready to go. So I think he'll play against the Bears. If he's healthy enough, he's going to give you the best opportunity to win against the Bears. It just comes down to how he feels come game day.
He's Rich Ornberger. I'm Dan Beyer. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show, live from the TireRack.com studios. Get Rich on Twitter at Ornberger. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. And again, a big thanks to Matt Slater for checking in from Qatar as the U.S. is on to the round of 16. Coming up next, we will bring you a sneak peek of the CFP rankings in the only way we know how to do it. That's next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. He's Rich Ornberger. I'm Dan Beyer. Rich, the NFL vet that you can hear Sundays right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 Pacific. The first half of the Fox Football Sunday Red Zone Radio Show. You and Steve have the first 4 hours. The George Reister and I grab the baton and hit you up Sunday, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 Pacific, in that late window. Normally at this time, Rich, in the Doug Gottlieb Show, we have a segment. We like to call it
the Press.
And we bring in Monty Bolaños on the news desk, but I've got good news for you, Monty.
What?
Sit back and relax. Yeah, there is no press for you today.
Oh!
Yes, because it's a Tuesday, and the CFP rankings come out tonight.
Oh.
Or should I say they actually come out right now? Yes.
Whoa, dun, dun, dun.
The CFP rankings, not the college football playoff rankings, the crunchy food and plate rankings of John Ramos.
Oh, yeah, this is way better than what
yes,
I
yes, John Ramos will give you his favorite crunchy foods. John, what do we have a top? What do we have a top five, a top 10?
Dan, we have a top six.
Ooh, the top six.
Wow.
Of John Ramos's favorite crunchy foods. All right, reveal it, John. It's the revealing that you have all. Who cares about TCU and Michigan?
Yeah. Hey, USA, you're number two today to this top six list. At number six, salad.
Yeah.
Very crunchy.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Salads can be crunchy.
Yeah.
Especially the croutons.
Exactly.
They very fresh romaine. They received a vote in my ranking.
Number five, Bugs Bunny. It's carrots.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. You are sticking to the vegetables.
And just so you know, like right now, carrots and salad would not make the 14 playoff. Later on, maybe if they expanded to 12, but the crunchy food and plate rankings would not have salad or carrots in the bracket.
So far, I hate this list.
That's not
crunchy.
Good.
Crunchy.
Okay. All right. I'll hang in there.
Tri-tip isn't crunchy.
I know. Okay.
At number four, here we're in the top four now. Crunchy Cheetos.
Oh, see? All of a sudden, you've taken a turn.
Are there soft ones, by the way? Aren't they all crunchy?
Okay, well, these are extra crunchy. How's that?
Okay, extra crunchy. All right.
Yeah. At number three, nachos. They're crunchy, right? You got nachos? Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they get a little soggy, with that cheese.
You're correct, Rich. They do get soggy
times,
sometimes.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Before you reveal the top two,
sure.
Rich, do you think... Is there anything, like, I think potato chips have to be in this top two.
This is a good point, yeah. I mean, if I'm doing a full evaluation or, like, gosh, what's really, like, almost like a peanut brittle, like, with the holidays around.
Oh,
I mean,
that's a good call, too.
Yeah, maybe that's more sticky
Monty,
than crunchy.
Do you have any thoughts on what maybe you could be missing out on, or...
No, I think he's kind of hitting a wide range of crunchy foods. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Cheetos to me is a chip, so it's I'm incorporating all chips.
Okay.
Good point.
Yeah.
Well, nachos as well, right?
But that's a tortilla versus a potato chip. No.
Okay. All right. I guess we're about to find out. The moment is here, John. Your top two of your CFP
at number two, onion rings.
Yeah. Ooh. Jeez.
Wow.
They got in there at number two. Nobody thought of them. They've been playing well this year.
Did you think of them, Rich?
No. No. These would not have made my list. This sort of feels like somebody who found out the presentation was in an hour.
Oh, no. And number one.
Yes.
The number one team. This team has, they're going to be ranked number one. So they're going to have a lot of pressure on them. Mm. Tacos.
Oh, tacos.
Or tacos. I get it. Wow. I get it. Maybe like those old El Paso.
Yes.
You get on the, the ground beef on the stovetop. Yeah. Okay. I see it.
And John, could you run down that ranking for our Spanish-speaking listeners, since you are Mexican?
I am Latino, but I can't do that. Monty may need to help me on that, but we're okay.
Well, Monty, don't worry. John's got this.
He I believe
got
in this. You.
You don't need to help at all.
Yeah.
Man. There it is. I thought chips were going to make it, but no dice.
No dice. No dice. I'll tell you what, that was one of the more bizarre lists I've ever heard cobbled together in my life.
Hey,
I really enjoyed it.
There may be another one tomorrow because we're back at it tomorrow. So. How about that? All right. So for Rich Ehrenberger, I'm Dan Beyer, Monty Bolaños, John Ramos, and Ryan Bershinger. We'll talk to you next time here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky?
In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.